spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Superhuman Radio Blueprint Power Hour. I am joined with author of the Blueprint, Rob Regish. How are you doing, Rob?
Doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me back.
And we are here to answer your questions, and questions we have. Lots of questions from those of you who tune in to the Blueprint Power Hour, which is making it one of the most popular shows on the Superhuman Radio Network. It's amazing how many people have questions for you, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, it's all good stuff because they're very practical day-to-day questions, and it's information that people can take away from the show and put into practice to get better results.
Rob, are you getting any feedback from our seminar last week on how to add 1 inch to your upper arms in one workout session?
I heard from about 3 guys who were embarking on it either today or tomorrow, I think it is. So I'm excited, you know, to hear the results. I know we received a lot of excellent feedback as to how much information was given, as well as the tools that folks were given so that they could walk away and put it into practice. So I'm excited to see the results.
The CDs will be in-house today. Those of you who paid for shipping that attended the live seminar, we gave you all an opportunity to actually get a CD of the seminar. Those will be going out this week because I'll have them in-house today. We'll get them all shipped out by the end of the week. And sometime in the next day or so, it will also be available in the Superhuman Radio store for $19.95 plus shipping. So for those of you who couldn't make the live event or you're just learning about it now and you're thinking, gee, I would have attended that, you're not out of luck. You'll be able to buy the CD and apply the tenets that Rob Regish has laid out to add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout, and it does work. So there you go. Okay. So do you want to talk about anything in particular before we start this discussion today?
No, other than, you know, the questions that I have been receiving are a nice mix of training, diet, and supplement-related stuff, and I'm just grateful to see the training questions, particularly around natural trainees and what's possible, because it brings up something that we addressed, right, in the seminar, which is the forefathers of physical culture, guys that were training hard, dieting hard before steroids, they exhibited not only tremendous size and strength naturally, but also athleticism. So I think, if anything, by looking back into our sport's past, we are learning a lot about how to get bigger and stronger without drugs, and I'm excited about
that. Well, it's funny, since you talked about that, I want to mention something. I wrote a blog post today. I've really become reconnected with farmers walks recently, but I used to do farmers walks around the gym for grip work, but now I'm doing farmers walks as a form of high intensity interval training. Grab 250-pound dumbbells and walk for 30 minutes with it, the way you would walk around your neighborhood. Take a walk. What you find is that you have to stop and rest every so often, which requires you to put them down. Your heart is pounding. Your grip is failing. Your traps are burning. Your upper body is burning. It really is, because depending on how strong your grip is, if your grip is really strong, then your upper body has to be put through the torture of keeping that weight tethered. And you drop the weights. You breathe for 10, 15 minutes. You get your heart rate back under control. You bend down. You deadlift them back up again, and you walk again. You do this for 20 or 30 minutes. This is high-intensity training. At its interval training at its best. What do you say about that, Rob?
Old school is the new school. I love it. You know, it's hard work, right? We're bringing really the
hard work back into vogue.
Hard work back into vogue. You know, I mean, get away from the machines. Get outside the gym. You know, hard work is what got results. Is what gets results today, and is what will always get you the best results, no matter where you are in your training.
Check out my blog. It's pretty interesting. And there's some discussion on Facebook now. Some people are saying, well, use the Airdyne. You know, that's the best way to high-intensity train. And interestingly enough, Adel Moussa, a.k.a. Professor Dr. Andrew's blog post today is in subversity.com, is that 5 by 15 minutes high-intensity cardio training reduces body fat and improves fitness twice as effectively as 5 times 40 minutes of classic cardio.
It's got it all over low-intensity, steady-state cardio. And, you know, who doesn't like efficiency, right?
Yeah.
Get in there, get it done, and you get better results. What's not to like about that?
All right, let's move on to our first question. Our first question is from Chris May. Chris says, have you talked much about glucose disposal agents and their effectiveness? I know you have mentioned fenugreek in the past and other cheap but effective natural supplements that you can think of, like R-Ala. For those of you, R-Ala is R-alpha-lipoic acid, comes to mind. But is there much of a bang for your buck there? What would be your top three, or maybe they aren't worth the cost at all?
This is a great question, Chris. And really, I got a world-class education in writing 3.0 because I took a trip to the local drugstore and bought myself a glucometer, some sterile lancets, and some testing strips. And
which, by the way, everyone in this audience should have a glucometer at home, because if you check your oil, you should be checking your blood sugar levels too, even for experimental purposes on meals.
It's a perfect analogy, and if you think about it, you know, there are two very cheap home diagnostics that you can do that are extremely important. The first is your blood pressure, and the second is your blood sugar. Why? Because the incidence of adult onset diabetes is exploding in this country. So relative to the question, though, are glucose disposal agents worth the time and the effort? Yes, they are, but you need a baseline. So in other words, you need to know what your fasting blood sugar is every day. And then the next step is determining what your blood sugar is after meals. And, you know, as you go through the logbook and record the composition of those meals, you will get a better handle on your body's ability to handle blood sugar. Now, what I did was I explored that where it matters most, which is to say in and around the workout. And here, it is here where, yes, I think that certain glucose disposal agents can help and do have merit. So my top three would be as follows. In terms of cost effectiveness anyway. The first is cinnamon. We've discussed this before. It's in almost everyone's cupboard. If you add it, interestingly enough, to your intra-workout drink or pre-workout meal, you will see a difference on the glucometer. The second is RALA, or the R isomer of alpha-lipoic acid. It's worth paying a little bit extra for the R isomer, as it has been shown to preferentially dispose of more glucose in the muscle as glycogen.
In fact, it's so effective that insulin-using diabetics have to reduce their dose of insulin when they introduce R-alpha-lipoic acid as a pre-meal supplement dramatically. Otherwise, they become severely hypoglycemic. That should tell you something right there.
Yeah. And now one thing you do need to know about ALA in general, it does, if you take too much of it, it will deplete biotin. You'll get chapped lips very quickly. So there, I like Primaforce's product. I think it's Insupro R, which has 1 added milligram of biotin, so you don't have to deal with that issue. And then finally, 4-hydroxyisoleucine, which is an amino acid found in fenugreek. That also was very effective on the glucometer insofar as controlling blood sugar and getting those levels, you know, to an optimal state. Overall, though, I would say this, and this is the cheapest and likely most effective way to go about it. Intermittent fasting coupled with your training, in my opinion, is the best way to go about optimizing muscle cell insulin sensitivity. It is free. It is extremely effective, and yes, it takes some practice, but you will likely not need any glucose disposal agents. Why? Well, you know, when the muscle is exercised in a fasted state, it upregulates the muscle's ability to store glycogen like nobody's business. I mean, you know, we discussed it last episode. It's like a lawn that hasn't been watered. You know, it's parched.
Just drinks it up.
Yeah, it's just the way it soaks it up is tremendous. So,
in fact, this is behind the theory that Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale postulates, and why he believes that the notion of dousing yourself in 60 to 80 grams of high glycemic index carbohydrates post workout actually is what shuts the anabolic window. You know, we always talk about the anabolic window, that 1 hour window after your workout that you should just drown yourself in protein and sugars. He says that shuts the anabolic window. And in fact, maintaining insulin sensitivity for hours after a workout by just feeding yourself moderately small amounts of high protein, high fat nutrition every couple hours is a more sensible way, and glycogen will be restored by the next day, because as Dr. Di Pasquale points out so aptly, how much glycogen do you really think that you're burning in an hour and a half workout of lifting weights when a runner can run for 6 hours and not deplete all the glycogen in his body?
Yeah, unless you're running marathons, do you need to put back? Yes. Do you need to put back as much as we've all been doing? Probably not. I'm hoping those tips help. Absolutely, first stop would be intermittent fasting time with exercise, and then definitely buy yourself a glucometer. Yes, it's a little bit of a pain at first, but resting easy, knowing that you have good blood sugar, or if you don't, how best to modulate that, and are these glucose disposal agents worth the price of admission? You will know. You won't have to guess, and the glucometer is the way.
Can I add one?
Sure.
Much forgotten about apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar,
oh, yes. Yeah.
Is very cheap. It's a couple bucks a bottle. It has similar effects as our alpha lipoic acid. And it also has an antithrombotic effect for those of us who are worried about high red blood cell and high hematocrit because of HRT and stuff like that. It actually improves the viscosity of the blood and stops the aggregation of platelets. So that's just another one. So that's it. We have to actually take a break unless you have more you want to speak on the subject. We'll take our break and then come back.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Rob Regis. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. You can learn more about the Blueprint by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. And you can also learn more about Synthogen, which is Rob Regish's first supplement he's introduced, and it's getting rave reviews. I'm still waiting for my flipping bottle of it, but I'll wait patiently because it's that good. We'll be right back with more.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formax. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formax banner ad today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at Iron IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Superhuman Radio Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish answers your questions. So this one comes from Swarup Tibby. Rob, how did you work up to being able to do one-arm pull-ups? I saw a movie this weekend.
Yeah.
With Chris Rock, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Right.
And they have this guy doing pull-ups, and he's doing real pull-ups at first. And then he, like, lets go with one hand, reaches into his pocket, gets his cell phone, and starts texting. But you can see that when he goes to do the one-arm pull-up, you could tell that he's being held by some sort of belt that's pulling him up and down that has been erased from the frame, because you could tell that there's no strain on the arm at all. And it's just so funny that the one-arm pull-up is like an indication of, like, superhuman strength, you know?
It really is. The short answer to this question is you do this very slowly. And we should, however, define what a true one-arm pull-up is. The classic definition, the real deal one-arm pull-up is with your free hand, let's say behind your back or out to the side. What I'm doing right now, it could be considered a one-arm pull-up, but really it's an uneven chin-up. So in other words, I have one hand on the bar, and I have the other hand around my wrist.
Yeah.
So, which are plenty hard.
And it's a good transitional step to ultimately a one-arm pull-up.
It is. And I can knock off 10 of those, which means I will now be able to take the next step, which is half one-arm chin-ups with the other arm behind my back. Now, those are going to be considerably more difficult. So how am I going about it? How do I go about it? Literally inch by inch. You know, the top range of the movement, for me anyway, is easier. And I am doing that top inch or two of the movement right now and progressively adding an inch every week. From there, it really becomes, believe it or not, a matter of grip. The grip strength is a great limiter there. And for that, I picked up something out of Brooks's book, Dinosaur Bodyweight Training, just hanging, a towel hangs. You loop,
yeah,
a towel over the top of the chin-up bar, grab it with both hands, and hang on for as long as you can. It builds an incredible amount of forearm and tendon and ligament strength, which is needed when you're doing the true one-arm chin-up. It's of all the movements, I would say it has been the most difficult to master. I can do the one-arm push-ups. I can do handstand push-ups. I can do the single-legged squats. But when you're running, 220, 225. It's a lot, to, you know, it's a whole different ball game than being, 150.
And I am 221 as of this morning. I've lost 7 pounds in a little bit under 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I would highly recommend, again, two books in that area if you want to learn how to perform these amazing feats of body weight strength. The first is Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade, and the second is Brooks's book, which is Dinosaur Body Weight Training. And personally, I can't wait for his seminar. I know, I think I received an email from you, Carl, that he's going to be doing a Superhuman University episode devoted solely to, I think it was the concentration of the mind.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, it will be posted later today, and it will be disseminated throughout the internet later today. We've got three great Superhuman University seminars coming up. One by Adele Moussa, Addressing Fat Burners, Introduction to Fat Burners, What You Really Need to Know Before You Waste Your Money. Number two, we have Brooks Kubik is going to do a classic mind-muscle concentration episode that will allow you to walk away from the seminar and apply these rudimentary skills immediately and see changes in your strength immediately. And then lastly, we have Dr. Dan Pardee. I'm sorry, Dr. Dan Arciero. Paul Arciero. We got Dan Pardee coming too, but we're not finished with what he's going to do. Dr. Paul Arciero is coming on to debunk the myth about no impact, low impact carbohydrates and carbohydrate load in general. For those of you who just can't seem to get those extra pounds off and you're doing everything right, and there's some information about carbohydrates that you're not going to find any place, especially from supplement companies, that Dr. Paul Arciero is going to break on this show in one of our Superhuman seminars.
Yeah, I've talked to Paul, and that's going to be easily worth the price of admission.
Oh, it'll change your success rate. If you're a bodybuilder and you need to get into a competition-ready condition, it's going to make it so much easier.
Yeah, and one more thing about Brooks's seminar. You know, I know a lot of people are going to hear that and say, oh, mind-muscle connection, how far is that going to get me? Let me just say this. I have put into practice the information that Brooks has in Dinosaur Body Weight Training on that topic, and within a week, I was able to see big differences in my workout. And by that, I mean, I'm not talking about just an extra rep. I'm talking about an extra 3-4 reps on body weight, you know, unilateral body weight exercises, which are no joke. One arm push-ups.
This course is going to be strictly mind, muscle, and concentration. It's going to be the 7 top skills of concentration. And you'll be able to apply them not just to body weight type training, but all of your training, everything, anything you do. So it's going to be a great seminar.
All right,
we have another question here from Rob Haas. Good morning, guys. How about a basic rundown of minimum daily required supplements, assuming, of course, your diet is in check? Question 2, if I may, do testosterone levels have an effect on how ecdysterone works? Interesting. I'm on HRT and in normal ranges, but would ECDI be less effective if you are plus or minus of those ranges? Thanks again for all you do, guys. So the first question is, what supplements are your foundational supplements?
Well, I think there you need to look at 2 items, and they should be structured in and around the workout where they're going to do you the most good. The first is a pre-workout product, something like maybe Driven Sports Craze or Ephedrine. Why am I recommending that? Very simple. It magnifies your ability to contract muscle tissue and therefore the stimulus for overload. Okay, so that's the message to your muscles to get stronger. You make that message stronger, the growth stimulus will be stronger. The second are essential amino acids. The essential amino acids are going to absorb far more rapidly than even whey protein, an intact whey protein. And you can take those intra-workout or immediately post-workout to get a jump start on your recovery. Both of those are economical, and they work both sides of growth, which is always a 3-step process, right? Stimulate, recover, grow. You're going to be able to stimulate more growth, and you're going to be able to recover faster and grow quicker.
Right.
With respect to the second question, there is a lot of evidence to suggest that having optimal being the key word, testosterone levels, is necessary for ecdysterone to exert its wide range of effects.
Really?
In particular. Yes. And matter of fact, the reason I say that is if you can go back to 1976, studies done by the godfather of ecdysteroid research, Dr. V.N. Sirov in the former Soviet Union, when the animals were castrated, and they were testing on rats, when the animals were castrated, the commentary was it greatly mitigated the effects, the growth effects seen for those animals that were administered ecdysteroid. So although it is a non-hormonal anabolic agent, some level of testosterone is likely necessary for it to fully exert its effects.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it goes back to, you know, protein synthesis is a two-sided coin. The first is DNA transcription, or the message to the cell nucleus to turn on protein machinery. That comes from testosterone binding to the steroid receptor site. The other half of protein synthesis is what ecdysteroid facilitates, which is messenger RNA translation, or the structural assembly of new contractile muscle proteins in the ribosome. When you have both of those amped up at max levels, you're going to grow the fastest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
Okay, let's see, what time is it? We have 2 minutes to the next break. Let's see if we could, I'm trying to find these here. I can't pronounce it. Antonakis. Is Panos?
Emma, Panos.
What do you call him? You call him Panos? Okay. His real name is Panagiotis. Panagiotis? I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry, Panos. Antonakis is much interested in sunscreen here in Greece. That's really a casual Friday question.
Yeah.
You have any opinions on sunscreen?
I do. I think it causes cancer.
Yeah, me
How's
too.
That for an opinion?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I really do. I mean, you just have to look at people who live closest to the equator. Like, let's take, Africa. They don't get near the rate of skin cancer that we get here in the United States. They also don't use sunscreen. Now, some people say yes, but they're darker skinned and they have better resistance to the sun. But that comes with, over time being exposed to the sun.
Yeah, and I'll get into this further in my blueprint tip of the week, but for everyone listening, sunscreen shield your skin one of two ways, either using minerals or man-made compounds. We know that the research on animals, anyway, suggests that retinol palmitate, which is a form of vitamin A that people use to fight skin aging, it interacts with the sun's UV rays to induce skin cancer. They know that happens in mice. Now,
right.
Obviously, they haven't done that in people yet. Right. The other chemical to watch out for is oxybenzone. In animal studies, it disrupts hormone balances, it leads to weight gain and reproductive health problems. So my recommendation there is avoid the chemicals, and if you are interested in using a sunscreen, look for something that uses the minerals zinc or titanium.
No. I wouldn't use titanium personally.
No?
Zinc, I can fully endorse zinc. No, the body doesn't metabolize titanium.
Well, it's not used to metabolize per se. It's used to block. But
No. But the particles in sunscreen are under 100,000 nanometers in size, which makes them easily permeable to the stratum corneum, which means, in short, you absorb whatever's in the sunscreen. If you're going to absorb zinc, that's okay. But if you're going to absorb titanium, that's not okay. So titanium is one of those things that gets stored in the body, and the body can't easily get it out.
Well, when I get into my tip of the week, you'll see why I am no fan of protecting yourself from the outside in against the sun's rays. It's from the inside out, and I'll speak to that in a little bit.
Okay, so then let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our next commercial break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. If you like the things that Rob Regish does to help you reach your goals, answer your questions, support him by going to superhumanradio.com and either clicking the Blueprint banner ad to learn more about the Blueprint or the Mass Pro Synthogen ad to learn more about Synthogen. Always support the people that help you, okay? Because that's where the rubber meets the road. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Schmeiß die Möbel aus dem Fenster, wir brauchen
the block some dancing.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now, here's a girl that could have used some physical culture in her life. Amy Winehouse. I feel bad about her. I don't know. I thought she was so talented, and she just looked like one of those people who just needed a lot of help in life.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the questions at hand. Chris Diggs actually has two questions. And I have it's funny, Chris Diggs' first question is actually an analogy that I've used in my life because I worked on the racetrack for about 5 years as a kid, and I'm very familiar with this phenomenon. He says, a friend of mine is a blacksmith, or as we like to call him, a furrier. He hammers all day long, and due to his hammering and his protein intake, his right arm is 1 inch larger than the left. What would be the best way to even out his arm size? What do you think, Rob?
Well, you know, when things get that out of whack, you definitely need to step in and do something about it because his basic pushing and pulling movements are going to be, a mess in so far as the amount of stress that each shoulder, for example, is carrying. So the first thing that comes to mind is this, a dedicated period of time where the work ratio for the underdeveloped arm is at least 3 to 1, versus the arm that is much larger. Now, what you don't want to do is stop training the dominant arm. What you do want to do is, like I said, make sure that the volume is tripled for the non-dominant arm. So you needn't necessarily lift heavier. What you do need to do is keep track of the total tonnage, meaning the weight used times the number of reps times the number of sets. At the conclusion of, let's say, 2 to 3 exercises that are supersetted for the biceps and triceps, you need to perform unilateral work where at least that underdeveloped arm is getting 3 times the stimulus of the developed, you know, larger arm.
I'm sorry, go ahead. And when you're done, I have an opinion. Go ahead.
It's a difficult thing to do because obviously, you know, the dominant arm is getting all of that work at work. And as you spoke to earlier, like with farmer's walks, that's really hard work and it's responsible for the hypertrophy. So the message needs to be sent to the weaker arm that it's being exposed to a much greater growth stimuli than the developed arm.
Okay, I started calling this phenomenon occupational hypertrophy probably close to a decade ago. And I worked on the racetrack. I know exactly what he's talking about. A furrier swings that hammer probably 10,000 times a day with his right hand. So naturally, the right forearm is going to look like Popeye's forearm, and the left one is going to look like the average forearm that doesn't really do a whole lot of work.
Right.
I'm not an expert. Okay. But here's my opinion. He needs to apply Kyatsu methods to his left forearm. He needs to put on a tourniquet type device, at the elbow that traps blood in the left forearm if he wants the left forearm to be as big as the right. Because keep in mind that his right forearm is not bigger just because of the mechanical loading. It's because by swinging that hammer all day long, he's constantly forcing blood into the forearm through gravity.
That's a great point.
Okay.
And that method, is fantastic because the flip side of that is he's constantly, you know, working it. He's also, preventing a lot of the lactic acid and other metabolic byproducts that are being built up from being flushed out.
Right.
Well, we know that Kyatsu and vascular restriction works via mostly that mechanism, which is trapping those, metabolic byproducts in the muscle.
So get an elastic band of some sort that when you put it on the top of the forearm at the base of the elbow, that it's not so tight that it cuts all blood flow off, but it does cause a small pumping feeling as you're working throughout the day. And have him wear that all day long while he's working so that that left arm ends up getting that same congested pump that the right arm is getting, number one. And if you don't believe in occupational hypertrophy, next time you're in a line somewhere and the guy in front of you is standing there with shorts, assuming that he is not a trainer, in other words, he doesn't weight train, right? He looks like an average human being. Look at his right calf and his left calf. What you'll see is his gastroc and his soleus on his right leg are much thicker, much more developed than his left. Why? Because he pumps a brake all day long driving to and from work.
Yeah.
Occupational hypertrophy is real. It's real.
It is a real phenomenon, but the smart thing is what's going on here is you realize it and you address it. And hopefully those two tips, vascular restriction as well as a 3-to-1 work ratio will correct that. And it won't happen overnight, but I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, especially if you use the vascular restriction, how fast it happens.
Yeah, it's going to work fast. Okay, Chris Diggs has another question, number two. You spoke recently about ephedra. If you're taking it to lose weight, when you come off of it, should you taper off or of it to avoid weight gain, or is it safe to just stop taking it? What's your opinion?
Well, the logical answer, I guess, would be taper off. It really depends on how long you've been using it and how high of a dose threshold you're at. You know, personally speaking, if you have been on it for a while, and I have, when you come off, you don't come off all at once. You lower it down from, let's say, 3 doses a day to 2. And what I do is the third dose of the day, I will substitute in some acetyl-L-tyrosine and dimethylaminoethanol, DMAE. And after another week goes by, I'll taper it down to 1 dose in the morning, and then the latter 2 doses during the day, I'm feeding my body acetyl-L-tyrosine in DMAE. And then finally, you're going to go for a period of time, a month, some maybe 2 months, with just the acetyl-L-tyrosine and the DMAE. Now, I know a lot of guys switch stim products, and I think that's okay, too. The problem being is, you know, switching out one stim for another is still going to be depleting your adrenals. It's much better, in my opinion, to switch out a stim with a nootropic, such as a racetam, or look at Craze, for example.
Right.
No, Craze is not a sledgehammer approach to, you know, squeezing every bit of, you know, epinephrine and norepinephrine out of your adrenals.
Right.
It's a much more subtle approach. You need to nourish your adrenals, and they're one example. Stimulants will deplete your adrenals of vitamin C.
Yeah.
A tremendous amount. So as you come off of these things, you know, do it gradually, but feed your body and nourish your body those things that stimulants will take out. And, one of them is vitamin C. The other one is the neurotransmitters in the brain. Acetyl-L-tyrosine will help with that.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, we have a comment on our Facebook wall from Jordan Franz. He says, occlusion training for the weaker side. I agree. Works for me. So that was interesting. He chimed in on that one as well.
And Jordan's been on the boards and knows his stuff. He's been on for decades.
Yeah.
You know, take it from a guy who knows.
And then, you know what? If he wants to really move things fast, tell him to learn how to hammer with his left arm while wearing the band on his forearm.
It'd be obvious.
And he'll really speed things up. All right, this one comes from Metin Ehrman. He says, Rob, are egg whites a better option to chicken? Was talking to a guy at the gym, and he told me it helps lean him out while gaining size more than chicken. Also noticed bodybuilders seem to swear by them.
Well, I'll say this. I'm really no fan of egg whites. I think it's a real disservice that has been done to not only weight trainers but the general public. People fear whole eggs.
I know.
I think that's a terrible thing. Now, having said that, I don't think it necessarily needs to be an either or. But if you made me pick, I'd take the chicken. Why? Because it's in my mind, it's a much more complete protein. You know, the whites themselves don't have the punch that the little bit of fat that the yolk carries with it. And that's an important point. Let's think about this. Nature packages most of her protein with some dietary fat. When you strip that away, you take out a lot of good stuff that your body needs and helps the protein be absorbed more effectively.
Yeah.
So, again, I think it's, I don't want to say majoring in the minors, but you don't need to exclude necessarily one of those two. Your body likes a complete amino acid profile, ideally from a number of sources.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break and pick it up on the other side. We've got more questions from listeners. We also have some messages from listeners. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, probably the most valuable hour you will spend learning the tips and tricks to gaining muscle and strength faster from Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein Barbana ad, start enjoying dessert again.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Ooh la la, wee wee. I want to see a peaches, baby. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today to learn why people, including my son Chase, are so excited about the Blueprint. I guess he just finished the famine phase, didn't he?
Yeah, he called me up the other day and I said, you did it, brother. You made it through the hard part.
You know, I'm not keeping in touch with him about it because I feel like I don't want to influence him. I don't want to be involved. I want it to all be his success. Give me an idea. How is he doing?
He's doing terrific. You know, he sounds like a classic hard gainer.
Yeah, he is. Like I was when I was his age, but mostly because he's not eating enough, I predict.
Yeah. However, we're rectifying that right now.
Okay.
But I walked him through, you know, why it was important to prime the body like that, to go through the process that we call famine. To activate and disrupt, rather, homeostasis, because in the state of homeostasis, you can think about it like this. You know, the body really has no reason to grow. A lot of people have been doing the same old, and therefore their body stays the same. Well, once we disrupt homeostasis, now your body is in a state of alarm. Now the goal, when we get into feast, which is what he's just initiating, is to start adapting, and we do that by refeeding and otherwise using some pretty savvy loading and deloading patterns from both Germany and Russia. and I'll bet you my 401k he's going to gain and gain big because he sounds like he's on it, and that's all I asked. You bring game to the table, you get results.
I you know, I never tried to influence him. I don't know if I ever invited him to the gym when I was still married and living at home. I tried not to influence him. In fact, I think he thought I was quite the dick for my dedication to training and when he was very young. But now he finds himself a young man and a very, very great young man. He's a great kid. And he's found his own path into this. This is nothing to do with me. And I'm really proud of him.
I can hear it in his voice. Something clicked. I don't know if he read the blueprint and said, okay, yeah, I can understand now. I can see how that might work. But something clicked, and he's got it, man. He's got the bug, so
good.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Last question is from Sebastian Forster. I've read a lot about different approaches on deadlifting, like a 10-day cycle or like Louis Simmons' West Side, where they rarely pull. I know they build their posterior chain with a lot of box squatting and assistance work, like Good Mornings. But I also know a lot of guys are programs like the 5-3-1, where you pull once a week. What's your experience?
My opinion on that is this. I think in order to get good at pulling, you need to pull regularly. The problem there being is, as you know, the deadlift is a tremendously demanding lift, especially on the central nervous system. So my advice would be as follows. I would pull once every 10 days, but I would structure it like this. Day one would be your heavy day, and you would pull in a 5-3-1 rep set format. And I would rest, you know, at least 10 minutes in between sets, working up to a heavy single. 10 days later...
Question.
Yeah,
hold on.
Sure.
Would that heavy single be a competition heavy single? Would you go all out and pull what you think you're going to attempt to pull in a competition, or would you stop somewhere short?
No, I think you need to leave a little bit in the tank, especially on the deadlift.
Okay, important question. Okay, go ahead.
So 10 days later, I would perform a variation of the deadlift that addresses your sticking point. For example, we had a listener a few weeks ago, I forget who it was, it might have been Rob Haas, who had a sticking point getting it off the ground. So the recommendation was to deadlift off of a block, right, or from a deficit. There, I would perform 5 sets of 5 repetitions and rest maybe 5 minutes in between sets. So you're working on your weakness. The final deadlift session of the month would come 10 days later, and those would be speed pulls, either with just 50% of your one rep max or something less than that, maybe 40% against bands. 8 sets of 2 repetitions with 30 seconds in between sets. So what have we done here? Well, force equals mass times acceleration. We have the mass part of it up front in the first workout, first of those three, where you're lifting a heavy weight. You can't do that all the time, though, so the second workout is devoted to your sticking point, so we can get rid of that. And the third workout is devoted to the acceleration portion of the movement. A lot of the deadlift, success in the deadlift, boils down to accelerating the bar and keeping it moving, right? Because once you see that stall, you know where it's going. Guys either try to hitch it up or they just completely lose the lift. It drifts out of the groove. So by deadlifting 3 times a month in that fashion, you're always going to be in touch with the heavy weights, but not so much so where it fries your central nervous system. You'll also be in touch with the groove of the bar. But when you're in touch with that groove, you're addressing sticking points and bar speed. All three of those should add up to a much bigger deadlift without burning you out.
Yeah. Yeah, the deadlift is one of those things that requires finesse. Take it from a guy who in 2005 drove himself into really illness. I drove myself into illness. I literally ended up taking over almost an entire year off because I kept trying to deadlift and squat every single session and add weight and add reps, and I knew nothing about a wave training program or anything like that. I mean, we take it for granted that, you know, so many of us are so strong, we go into the gym and we do these things that average people are in awe of, but the people we hang out aren't awestruck by it. So we just think, oh, well, I should be able to push harder and harder. You got to be sensible about it. You do.
No question.
I want to read something that just was a comment posted on Superhuman Radio's my blog posted a better form of interval cardio training where I talk about doing longer sessions, 20 and 30 and even 40-minute sessions of farmer's walks, starting out with what I consider, you know, a heavy dumbbell for you. I actually say use kettlebells or power blocks because dumbbells want to unroll from the hand, and kettlebells don't and power blocks don't because they're centered better. But anyway, Clyde Meeks posted, I started doing them too. He means the farmer's walks. Up and down my driveway, which is about 100 feet, I try and do some front squats with the dumbbells in the rack position at the end of the driveway. To the end and back twice with 50 pounders, dumbbells he means, has me pretty humbled at the moment. But I have been thinking about going around the block, which is about a mile and a third. I owe this particular madness to listening to Superhuman Radio and Dan John. Thanks. You know, I've always been a big fan of the farmer's walk and doing farmer's walks this way, where you are looking at it more like a cardiovascular training session as opposed to a strongman event, where you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to walk for 30 minutes with these. What's a sensible weight to start out with?
Right.
Because, and you don't want to go too heavy because if you get 15 minutes away from home and realize that you went too heavy too soon, you have 15 minutes to get back walking those suckers back.
Yeah.
So yep. start out on the conservative side. And Clyde, I don't think you have to go around the block. I don't think you have to go from going up and down the driveway to go around the block. I would start out by going a third of the way up the block and back a couple times and kind of ease into and go for time instead of distance. Set your stopwatch and say, I'm going to do this for 15 minutes and just walk up and down your street over and over again for 15 minutes. You'll get the same workout as going around the block. And then you're not committed to distance where you go, oh, crap. I don't know if I could walk these home. I guess I'll just leave them here on the curb and go get the car. You know what I mean?
You got it right. I mean, go gradually and build up your work capacity because really that's what underlies all of your work in the gym if you think about it. How much work are you going to be able to do? Well, you got to be in shape, and by in shape, farmer's walks will get you in shape.
and let me mention something else. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I'm working on an article right now, and I'm using myself as an experiment, and I will say this unabashedly. The heart is the most critical link to strength. And I've actually been thinking about coming up with a T-shirt that says it takes heart to build legs. You cannot train legs heavy if your heart is not up for the job. And the best way to get your heart up for the job is not to do cardiovascular training on a machine or even sprinting. It's to load the body in a postural form, like by putting weight on a yoke and carrying it on your shoulders or in your hands. And walking for a long period of time, because this builds cardiovascular strength because of something called hemodynamic load.
Right.
So not only is your heart having to pump fast to keep the blood oxygenated and keep the body oxygenated, but it's pumping under a load because all of your muscles are constricted. So the plumbing just got tighter.
Yep.
There's nothing like farmer's walks. I don't care what anybody says. I say farmer's walks will cure all. There you go. Anyway, we have the tip of the day, which is now a new feature and a reward for tuning in to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. We've got lots of great comments about the tips that he's given so far, people using them and thanking him for them. What's the tip of the day today, Rob?
Well, it's a timely tip. Summertime is here, and a lot of us are going to be getting a lot of sun. And yours truly loves the sun, but I'm also white as a gallon of milk. So I had to come up with better solutions. And by that, I am not referring to sunscreen. As I stated prior, it's my opinion, what I learned was protecting your skin from the inside out is far more effective and makes a lot more sense than the outside in. So I ditched the sunscreen and developed a base antioxidant program, which I recommend to most of my guys, which consists of vitamin C, natural vitamin E, and mixed tocotrienols and tocopherols, as well as RALA, which recycles vitamin C and E. Now, in addition to this, when the summer rolls around, I discovered long ago a product called Camphazanthin. And other people probably know this as, quote-unquote, tanning pills. Well, I received a world-class education on how not to do it after I went cheap and found out that they'll turn you orange because the carotenoid builds up in your skin, just underneath the top layer of your skin. And the good stuff will do an incredibly good job at helping your body absorb those UVA rays without damaging and burning your skin. The problem being, there is a lot of watered-down cheap stuff on the market, and here's how I found that out. I had a good friend who was ordering a quality camphazanthin product, and all of a sudden, one day he called me up and he said, "Hey, I got these new bottles in and I'm itching like crazy." He's breaking out. He says, "What the hell's going on?" So I had a few connections and I had it sent to the lab. Either the manufacturer or the proprietor that was selling it pulled the old switcheroo and is putting a lot of chemical dyes in it instead of the actual camphazanthin. So if you do see camphazanthin offered at a dirt cheap price like that, be wary because there is a lot of bunk material on the market. I personally use a product called Bronze Organic, and it's sold by MuscleMass.com down there in Athens, Georgia. They have been carrying some form or fashion of the genuine article since about 1993. But whatever you do, you know, look for the quality camphazanthin that is HPCS, HPLC tested, and usually should come from a company called La Roche. L-A-R-O-C-H-E.
Which is a pharmaceutical company, by the way.
Which is a pharmaceutical company. But otherwise, there's no other, you know, it seems that there's no other way to get it.
No.
It is naturally found in shellfish, flamingos, and other critters that need to deal with a lot of sunshine. And as a guy that burns very easily and is very light-skinned, I can lay out almost as long as I want, without having, you know, the redness, the burning, the peeling, etc. Now, I don't always do that. Part of the other beauty of this product is a little sunshine goes a long way, a long way. So,
what about melanotan too? For those people who are not opposed to, you know, melanotan was created by the University of Arizona, no, ASU, Arizona State University. As a form of chemo protection, cancer protective for people who are fair-skinned, the concept was if you stimulated melanocytes and developed a tan before actually going to the beach, you would resist the sun better and reduce the accumulation of the carcinogens that are caused from sun exposure. And they were right, but it's never been released. But obviously we know that we can buy peptides and experiment on our own.
Yeah.
And melanotan would be a good choice for somebody who's going to be tanning, you know, half milligram every other day for a couple weeks. You have a tan, and then you can go out in the sun.
Yeah, I've read about it. I'll be honest and say that, you know, I haven't used it. That certainly sounds like a sound strategy. I just I know the difference that camphazanthin makes for me, and I like the fact that it's a – antioxidant.
Yeah, no, that's a great value,
antioxidant activity
too.
In the body.
Yeah, that's a great value,
so,
too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing about melanotan that people need to be aware of. The darker your skin, the more effective it is. And it makes the areas of your body that have been exposed to the sun the most, the darkest, the fastest.
Yeah.
So when I use melanotan, my face and my arms from my elbows down get really dark. I get a farmer's tan. And if I don't go out laying the sun and even it out, that's what I get initially from the first, you know, couple shots of it. And then if I keep using it for a couple weeks, then the rest of the body catches up. But it's so funny because my face, I recently used it in anticipation of the summer. And Elisa took a picture of me the other day and I said, "That's the worst picture I've ever seen. My head looks like it got caught on fire and it's burnt."
Yeah, you do need to be careful with this stuff. You don't want to end up looking like a pumpkin, right?
Yeah, there you go. So use it sensibly, okay? All right, what else do we want to talk about, Rob? Anything else? Any other questions, comments, statements that we need to cover before we end the show?
I don't think so, other than I know a lot of guys are embarking on the Add an Inch to Your Arms program. I'm excited about it, as are they. And I am looking forward to the bottom line, which is this: results. And I, as you know, and I detailed in the seminar, our forefathers and physical culture was successful with it. I've been successful with it. You've been successful with it. I have no doubt that they will too.
And on that note, I got an email from a couple people who were unable to attend the seminar because they live in another part of the world where it was middle of the night when the seminar was going on live. And I was not clear about terms and conditions of seminars. But here's how it's going to be in the future, and I want to get this out there now because I'm actually refunding some money to a couple people. It just happened during today's show. I just got these emails. If you sign up for a live seminar, and we give you all the details that you need to get to the live seminar and you don't show up, that's the same thing as buying a movie ticket and not showing up. We will give you an option to get the CD, but you have to pay to ship the CD to you. That's the only way that we can solve this kind of a problem in the future. If you sign up for a live seminar, there will be no MP3s. We're not doing MP3s of seminars because we don't want them to end up on BitTorrent sites and totally crap on the people who put all the work into producing these seminars for you, like Rob and Adele and Brooks and so on. So in the future, if you sign up for a live seminar, you got to come to the live seminar. We will give you an option of getting a CD, and it will be at a super, super – in fact, the CD will only cost you the cost of shipping because the CD will cost – others who did not sign up for the live seminar, cost for the CD and cost for shipping.
Yeah.
So just, you know, for those of you out there who couldn't attend the seminar and you feel like you've been slighted because you now you're being asked to pay for shipping of a CD, we'll refund your money. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
There's only a couple people, but that's the way it is. All right, so you live and you learn. All right, Rob Regish.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, Carl, and looking forward to next week.
Yes, very good. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another show.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.